Ups and Downs in Copenhagen. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Things aren't going so smoothly at the United Nations Climate Summit in Copenhagen. There is a lot of mistrust between the poorer and rich nations. On Monday, the poor countries walked out of the talks. They were very unhappy with what they saw as a lack of progress. In particular, they said the aid offers from rich countries were not good enough. They also thought there was too much attention on a power struggle between the USA and China. Another huge sticking point was what would happen after the Kyoto Protocol runs out. This treaty does not require emission cuts from the USA or China, which together produce 40% of the world's pollution. Poorer nations are worried that richer countries want to let the Kyoto Protocol finish and not replace it with anything. Most of the participants in Copenhagen believe the final treaty will be a weaker version of what is needed. The big questions will probably remain unanswered. The richest countries do not agree on how much they have to cut their emissions and how much they have to pay to help developing countries. Brazil's ambassador for climate change, Sergio Serra, said, "Maybe the result you get from here is going to be less ambitious than we would like, but it would be better than nothing." The US climate envoy, Todd Stern, agreed. He said, "We don't have very much time. The clock is definitely ticking." An official from Nigeria attacked the European Union for not offering enough financial aid. He called their offer pathetic and asked them to be more realistic.